Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. And today is Sunday, March 22nd, 2009, and we're broadcasting from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. It's been a beautiful, perfect 70-degree day here, and I hope it's been a beautiful day wherever you are listening. Now, this evening, we will be discussing spring break etiquette, or lack thereof. How interesting. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But if you'd like to join the conversation, you may do so by calling area code 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you can just simply email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, that's info@pagesetiquette.com. And of course, if you have an etiquette question or if you just want to make a comment, feel free to contact us. Well, I want to say welcome to our faithful listeners and a special welcome to our new listeners. Thank you so much for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family today. And of course, by all means, please feel free to share your comments. And I do want to say that if you're a little shy, hey, just shoot us an email. That's fine, okay? Not a problem whatsoever. Now, for the benefit of the new listeners, and of course, we know that this is a family show, and we have listeners of all ages. We always want to just take a moment to talk about the origin of etiquette. Of course, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? So we want to start out by answering that question. Now, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, isn't that what we all want? Well, I certainly hope so. And the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So there you have it. That's what etiquette is. And, of course, now for this evening's show, spring break etiquette. Now, of course, spring break is here for most students, and it's coming up soon for the rest. And what are you planning to do for spring break, and how do you plan to carry yourself? Let's discuss the type of etiquette that should be used and the type of behaviors, say, you may have observed of others, of course, in the past. Now, spring break etiquette. This topic was actually born as a result of talking with Janelle Coppedge, and of course, I hope she will call in. Just what is spring break etiquette? You're probably thinking right about now. When you go on spring break, should you also take a break from using good manners? We'll talk about that. And I also want you to know that this evening's show is just not limited only to high school or college students. Anyone can call in and share what your plans may be for spring break, or, of course, if you have been on spring break already, aren't you lucky? What did you do? And, of course, parents, students, and teachers alike, you can all feel free to join the discussion by calling or emailing us. And let me give you that information again. The number is area code 347-324-3295 or info at pagesetiquette.com. Now, we'd also like to hear your stories, maybe some of the observations you've made while on spring break, and, you know, just kind of let us know when you contact us. And we certainly want to know if you plan on taking your manners with you on spring break, okay, because sometimes we feel when we have a break, it's just that. We're going to take a break from everything, but should we do that? Well, we'll talk about it. Well, tell you what, let's go ahead and go to our first caller, extension 5881. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Great. If you would, just tell us, everybody, what your name is.
My name is Jasmine Williams.
Well, hello, Jasmine. Are you having a good day today?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, tell you what, Jasmine, have you been on spring break, or is your spring break coming up?
My spring break is coming up.
Oh, so I bet you stand in anticipation of having a great time. What do you plan to do for spring break?
I'm planning to go to my grandparents' house.
Okay. And are they in or out of town?
Out.
Out of town. Wow. Where do they live?
Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay. Well, that should be a very nice trip for you. And I'm sure you have some exciting things planned, and you're going to do some really fun things. Well, let me ask you this, Jasmine. Do you plan to take your good manners with you when you go to Orangeburg to visit your grandparents?
Yes.
You do? Great. What are a couple you want to take with you? You want to make sure. Sometimes people might tend to leave them behind. What do you think? Maybe one you can name.
Always nice and kind.
Very nice. That's great, Jasmine. That is certainly wonderful. And you all out there listening, that is great advice. You do want to act nice and kind all the time. Well, thank you, Jasmine, for calling in and sharing that with us. And when your spring break comes up and it's here, have a wonderful time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Have a wonderful evening, all right?
All right.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Okay, that was certainly a great comment, making sure that you act nice and kind. Wonderful. We're going to go ahead and go to our next caller, extension 0577. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Hi, caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? If you would tell everybody what your name is.
My name is Jared Williams.
Well, hello, Jared. How are you today?
Good.
Great. Have you had a wonderful day today?
Yes.
That is just wonderful. Well, of course, we're talking about spring break etiquette. Have you had spring break, or is spring break coming up for you?
It's coming up.
Great. What do you plan to do? You have special plans?
No.
Okay. Well, what's something you would like to do? I know you're going to be excited about being out of school for what I think is a week, is it?
Yes.
Okay. What are you...
I want to go to a theme park.
You want to go to a theme park?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have one in mind?
Six Flags.
Six Flags. Yeah, Six Flags is always very nice. Six Flags is usually a trip that you stay on pretty much all day, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because the size of it, and it takes quite some time to make yourself to really get around. What's your favorite ride at Six Flags?
The Batman.
The Batman. Okay. Now I'm not familiar with this. It's been years and years since I've been to a Six Flags amusement park. Is that a roller coaster or what is that?
A roller coaster.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Wow, I think the last time I rode a roller coaster, I was 9 years of age, and I was so afraid. And I said, boy, if I ever get off of this one, I'll never get on another one. And you know what? I kept that promise. But you certainly, I hope you have an opportunity to go to Six Flags. That will be great. And you have a great time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, wonderful. So we are getting ready for spring break. And, of course, I'm sure that, you know, students of all ages are just filled with anticipation about going somewhere just to take a break and to have a good time. And, of course, you know, when you do have spring break, a lot of times you've just had either you've just completed testing or you've completed some form of testing, whether college students or elementary or middle or high. So it's kind of time for a break. All right, let's see if we can bring our next caller on. Let's see, extension 9756. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Ms. Riley. This is Janelle Coppage.
Well, hi, Janelle. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And you guys out there, Janelle is the one I was speaking with, and we were just kind of talking about some different things, and she's the one that basically had mentioned spring break. And we said, oh, gosh, yes, we need to cover spring break etiquette. And I know some of you out there probably have never heard of it, but first time for everything. Right, Janelle?
Yes.
So what are you planning to do for spring break?
Oh, well, I'm planning to go to Hilton Head with my family and bring along a friend also.
Oh, that sounds like great fun. Have you been to Hilton Head before?
Yes, I think once when I was little, so I don't really remember it all. But.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I'm sure that's going to be a very nice vacation. Anything that you're planning, say one thing that you really would like to do there or your family is planning to do?
We're planning to rent bikes, and we're just going to ride all over and go to the beach.
Wow. Well, that certainly sounds like a lot of fun. And do you plan to take your good manners with you on spring break?
Yes, I do.
And tell everyone why that is so important to do that.
This is important because, as I go on spring break once a year, I see many high school and college students.
Mm-hmm.
They act wild and out of control. I think they do this because they feel there is nobody to tell them to stop or not to do that certain thing. And then there's peer pressure also.
You are absolutely correct, and going to certainly discuss some of that this evening as it relates especially to high school and college students. So we're certainly going to talk about that in a little more detail. I just certainly do thank you for calling in and sharing that and, you know, making sure that, you know, people are just really a little more conscious when you do go on spring break, and especially when you had mentioned that there's no one to pretty much say you need to do this or you can't do that. So we're going to talk about that a little more. But I certainly thank you for calling in, and thank you for the idea of this topic this evening. It's wonderful. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening, Janelle.
You too.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye.
Well, wonderful. So what I would like to do, have gotten a few emails, and let me go ahead and would like to start addressing some of the emails. There's one email here that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, I am the mother of a 16-year-old girl who has been asking her dad and me if she can go to Florida with her friend during the upcoming spring break. She has never gone on vacation with anyone else besides our family. A couple of her friends have gone with us before. We are not sure if we should let her go because she is only 16 and a junior in high school, and we're not sure how she will act when she's not with us. The majority of her friends that we've met are rather respectful and responsible, but we don't know about the rest. Her dad and I feel very strongly about young people behaving appropriately. What do you think? And this comes from Callie Myers, a concerned parent from Missouri. Well, wow, Callie, you have made a very, very good point, and let's talk about that. As a matter of fact, you mentioned a couple of key points in your email that I would like to begin with. First, you said that you and her dad feels very strongly about young people behaving appropriately. So to me, that says that she has been reared with some type of manners. You've raised her with some type of manners. And also, you made another point about most of the friends that she hangs out with are respectful and responsible. Now, however, you did mention that you are not sure about the rest of her friends. Now, if the other friends are going, or I would say if these other friends are going on this trip, I would insist on meeting them as well as their parents to see what they're like. Now, also, I would suggest that if you and your dad are considering, you know, really seriously considering letting her go, make sure there are chaperones or volunteer to be a chaperone, okay? If you still have reservations, go with your sixth sense. Now, you know, you can plan a family vacation and give her and as well as yourself time to prepare for further, you know, prepare to travel along. And let me say it again so make sure that you're, I didn't confuse you with this. If you wait another year, that will give you an opportunity to prepare her and then for you and her dad to be prepared for her to travel along. And then you can, you know, spend a little additional time explaining to her responsibility. So that's always important. And of course, maybe if you feel better, you can let her go on her senior trip next year. And certainly do, you know, keep us posted and let us know what you decide and how it worked out. And I just certainly want to say all the best to you and your husband and daughter as well. There's another email here that we've gotten. It says, I am the mother of a 16-year-old girl who has been asking her dad, asking me if she can go to Florida with her friends during the upcoming spring break. She has never gone on vacation with anyone else beside our family, and a couple of her friends have gone with us before. We are not sure if we should let her go. The majority of her friends we've met are rather responsible. That one almost seems kind of similar. You know what? I am so sorry. That is a duplicate that was printed. I am very sorry. Let's go to the next one. Here we go. Etiquette lady, we are letting my son go on spring break with his friends. He has never gotten in trouble, and he is a junior in college. His friends are very cordial also. These guys are focused and are preparing to have a good time. One of his friends, though, seems like he doesn't have any manners, but I told my son to work with him. Was that the right thing for me to do? And this is Karen from Kennesaw, Georgia. Karen from Kennesaw, Georgia. Well, Karen, sure. You know, everyone will not be as well-mannered as some of our children for many reasons. You know, a lot of us, you know, take a little more time to spend trying to make sure that our kids are well-mannered and are rather socially savvy. So it's quite okay for you to ask your son to work with him to help him to brush up on his social skills. You know, that's fine. It's not a problem with that. And remind your son that it's not so much about what he says to his friend, but how he says it. And we say that on the What is Etiquette Anyway show all the time. It's not a matter of what you say. It's always how you say it. And you also want, you know, let me suggest that you tell him never to embarrass, you know, his friend as a means of helping, because that could turn into a disaster, because no one wants, you know, to be embarrassed. So it's very important to, when you're working with someone or you're trying to encourage them, to just kind of do it, and also by setting examples as well, Karen. So I hope that helps. You know, let us know, and all the best. Okay. I'd like to, let's see, we have an additional, another email. Let me just go ahead and go to that email. And that email says, "Etiquette Lady, I heard so many rumors and stories about children with perfectly good manners who seem to lose their mind on spring break. The horror stories have been in the news for years. Florida seems to be the key state for spring break, and I will never let my daughter go there. She and two of her friends are going to South Carolina. Have you heard of kids behaving badly in the state of South Carolina?" Okay, well, and this is, comes from Jesslyn from Virginia. Jesslyn, I have not personally heard any stories about spring break in South Carolina, but, you know, trust me, kids behave badly everywhere. Now, it may not be as many in South Carolina as there is in Florida during spring break. So that's probably what would make the difference. But also, I must say and I must stress that there are plenty of youth that act respectful and responsible. And let me repeat that again. There are plenty of youth that do act respectful and responsible no matter what. Now, these are usually youth that are well-grounded and are not easily influenced and succumb to negative types of peer pressure. And, you know, they go places and have good, clean fun. So I wouldn't really say that, you know, really depending on where your child goes, it's just basically what they take with them as far as their types of behavior. Now, that brings me to a point where, of course, when we're working on the topics, there's also always quite a bit of research involved. And I want to read this news release here that was in the Roslyn News. It says, "Is your teenager planning a spring break trip? Think it over carefully before you say yes." Now, this East Williston Roslyn Coalition takes strong stand on unsupervised teen trips. I'm going to brief some experts for this. I found this to be very interesting. "This time of year, many teenagers have made reservations for spring break, leaving many parents to face the question of whether to allow their children to go. The East Williston Roslyn Community Coalition for Drug-Free Youth has taken a strong stand against trips that are not sponsored or endorsed by school or any legitimate organization. The coalition urges parents to educate themselves about the very real risk to their children on spring break trips to Florida, Mexico, or the Caribbean, and to consider safer alternatives to unsupervised travel. The coalition adopted a resolution last year against unsupervised spring break and graduation trips, at which excessive drinking, drug use, and other unacceptable behaviors by high school seniors are common and well documented." And then it goes on to say, for example, American Medical Association poll of women ages 17 to 35 documents disturbing events as unsupervised spring break trips bring up a completely new set of issues, including increased risk of STDs, blackouts, and violence. Several sources claim that these trips put young people at very high risk of injury, illness, and even death, that parents should consider these risks carefully before allowing their children to go. According to the AMA, each year in Cancun, a major spring break destination, the city and hospitals report an increase in deaths, rape, injury, assaults, and arrests related to drinking. The U.S. consulate in Merida, Mexico, whose territory includes Cancun, says that during the eight-week spring break period in '02, U.S. students accounted for 2 deaths, 360 arrests, 4 injuries. And it just goes on and on and on. And you just want to be aware of what can happen. It's just from a real, a realistic standpoint. And I do understand, some of you out there listening may not understand or have understood the emails that we just read, but that's why, because of stats like this. So you want to be very cognizant of where your children are going if you're going to allow them to go. And part of deciding whether or not you are going to allow them to go is to be aware of the things that can happen. This part, let's see, it says the coalition's resolution against unsupervised travels reads in part, whereas when spring break trips and graduation weekends are without adult supervision, they can create a dangerous and life-threatening environment and promote activities that are a danger to all teenagers or young adults. The coalition acknowledges the risk and life-threatening situations teenagers will face and does not endorse or recommend to parents that they give permission for their children to attend or participate in such activities that will jeopardize their well-being or life. And we may think of it as just a little spring break trip, but we really have to know exactly, you know, what's going on. So parents really have to do their homework. And they just kind of suggest, you know, planning a family event. If you're not comfortable with allowing your child to go, plan a family event with your teen, you know, plan an event with other families. And it's also a good time to visit different colleges as well. So that's some great information. And here again, it might sound extreme, but actually in some cases it's really not, you know, very, very extreme. So certainly keep that in mind. Well, wow, we are almost out of time already. Want to say I'm solo today. My co-host Denise is on an assignment, and she'll be back with us on next week. And just kind of in conclusion this evening, and thinking about spring break, you want to make sure that, yes, you do, you know exactly where your child is going if you're going to allow them to go. Well, I want to thank everyone who called in and to all of those, you know, joining us this evening. We want you to remember that the purpose of the What is Etiquette Anyway show is to make the world a polite place to live. Can we do that? Can we really do that? Many people continue to ask us, and our answer continues to be yes, we can. And we'd appreciate it if you would tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Now, I have a reminder. In addition to our regular show next week, we'll have a special show run 1 hour earlier titled, What is Etiquette Anyway for Kids? Now, we will have a panel of child experts, so you don't want to miss it. That is going to be so exciting. And our regular show will still run at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you guys remember to join us for the special show 1 hour earlier, okay? And I want to say, as I do every week, to never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to What is Etiquette Anyway?, the talk show where we've discussed spring break etiquette and making sure that you take your manners with you on spring break. Thanks again for joining us. Please feel free to join us on next week for both of our shows. We'll talk again then. Take care and God bless. Good night.